Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, welcome to the Autism Detective. This is Patricia Lemmer, the author of Outsmarting Autism. My guest today, Laura Lambert Hirsch, has been a longtime warrior for her son, Trevor. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Patty. Thanks for having
me. How are you today? Where are you talking to us from?
I'm in the Reno, Nevada area.
In Reno. Laura, I'm just amazed that you and I never crossed paths. You've been doing this for a long time.
I know. We have mutual friends, for sure. But
yep. But I don't think we've ever met. And
no.
My friend Christy Weiss, who's
yep.
one of the thinking moms from Team TMR, said, you got to have Laura on your show.
Yeah, we are both. Part of the book, the Team TMR book. She's amazing.
Right. So you're one of the Team TNR, TMR. Your handle is Oracle?
Yep.
And why did you call yourself Oracle?
Well, one of the other original TMR moms, her nickname is Tex. She named me. She gave us a lot of us our nicknames. But mainly because I've written other books that have to do with channeled information about autism, and so she named me Oracle.
I can't wait to talk about some of this with you. Your newest book, More Than Meets the Eye, with the subtitle, A Non-Speaker's Journey Through Music Spelling to Communicate and Becoming a Divine Messenger, gives us a peek into all we're going to talk about today. So, Trevor is now 26?
He'll be 26 on Sunday. Yep.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Trevor.
Thank you.
And he is a speller. He's doing spelling to communicate.
Yeah.
And I've had a bunch of spellers, moms, on my show, and as well as Dawn Marie, DM, who is one of the spelling to communicate gurus, and I've had Judy Chinitz on twice because her son Alex was one of the first people I knew who was miraculously spelling. Why don't you tell us, I'm trying to decide where to start. I don't think I want to start with spelling. I think I want to start with your story, and you have such a compelling story of what threw you into this. You had quite a traumatic early beginning of being widowed so young and then having your son diagnosed and another son, bang, bang. So I don't want to tell your story. I want you to tell the story in your words, just how you fell down the rabbit hole of autism and how you became a warrior and have been so active, not just with Team TMR, but with Gen Rescue, and you were in the movie Genetic Roulette, and you just have been doing great stuff for a long time. So why don't you fill in the blanks here?
Okay. Well, thanks for the nice introduction. So I had written other books prior to this one with my son Trevor, More Than Meets the Eye. The first one, as you alluded to, was called Widowed Too Soon, and I was in my 20s when my first husband died in a car accident. His name was Darren, and then I met my kid's dad, and we got married and had two boys. Trevor was my first, and he was a totally fine, developing ahead of schedule, met all his milestones early. I followed all the rules back then, and, you know, vaccinated, went to regular doctors at the time, and at about a year old, he started regressing. He had had 60 words prior that he understood and spoke. I'll be saying spelling now. And he just lost all his language, lost the ability to hold a fork. He was pulling people to get what he wanted, cried all the time, was sick all the time, had a lot of sensory issues. And back then, no one really knew what autism was. Like, the diagnosis wasn't even given out like it is now. He wasn't even diagnosed till he was 3 years old when he had left school.
What year are we talking about?
What's that?
What year? He was born when?
He was born in 98.
98, okay. So we started developmental delay resources in 93, but we didn't find you. So go on.
Yeah, so we lived in Southern California at the time when both the kids were born, and then we moved here when my youngest was 7 months old. And so we've been in the Northern Nevada area since then. But, you know, parents were basically scratching their heads, not knowing what was going on. We had to, like, lean on each other to find out what to do to help our kids. You know, this was before social media, so we were in, like, Google groups and Yahoo groups and trying to figure out, you know, diet helps my kid. Let's try that. Let's try to be, you know, we were desperate to help our children because we knew they weren't born that way. And just as mother's intuition knows, something happened to my child, and I'm going to fix it.
Right.
You know, that's where we started.
So where was the first place you turned?
Oh my gosh. Well, we went to the school district, of course, and started with educational stuff. He was in a special school, and then I started, like, really looking into what he was eating. Like, a lot of parents, was when the gluten-free, dairy-free diet started, and, you know, I saw differences immediately when I took out gluten and dairy, and he started feeling pain for the first time. He started, he fell on the floor and said ouch. Before, it was like he was numb. He wouldn't feel hot bath water. So that was a huge, you know, clue for me, is his diet is a big part of this.
Right.
Eventually I started going to see natural medicine doctors, homeopathic doctors. That was game changing. We did everything gently and naturally. Fired their pediatrician. I stopped vaccinating my second son at 15 months old because I saw him going down a similar rabbit hole of physical problems like eczema and stomach issues and constipation. And, you know, we started detoxing him too. And now he's a totally normal, happy, healthy boy. I have no doubt in my mind if I would have kept going on the vaccine schedule, I would have two boys with autism.
Right. This is classic. It's truly classic, where the older brother saves his younger brother from the same regression, and a warrior mom who says, my kid wasn't born this way.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness you're smart enough to start looking at diet and vaccination and all the possible things that added up into his total load. So you became a Gen Rescue Angel, didn't you?
Yeah, that wasn't a very long thing that I did for very long. It was just, there were a couple families that contacted me locally, and one mom in particular who I'm still good friends with. I gave her Jenny McCarthy's books. I helped her with diet and supplements and all the things that we were doing, and her son is doing beautifully. Like, he started younger, obviously. The younger you start, the better outcome the child has. And, like, we didn't even start doing anything with Trevor till he was five, because I didn't figure it out till then. So I feel like I helped that one boy, and That's all I needed to do for that. But I still follow Generation Rescue, and, you know, obviously that's how I found out about going to communicate, was through J.B. Hanley and his son Jamie Hanley's book, Underestimated.
And that Underestimated has really changed so many lives. Now, Trevor was having seizures, wasn't he?
Yeah, that started at age 15 and a half.
Not until his teens.
I'm sorry?
Not until his teens.
Yes.
Not
yes.
until he was a teenager.
Yes, and that was one of the hardest things ever. I mean, autism is bad enough to have to figure out, but then the whole seizure thing came into play, and I approached it differently than most people. He never went on medication because I knew... Well, I wanted to know what was causing it, what was causing the seizures. And so that's when I met Dr. Randall Gates, who's a functional neurologist, and we did this whole workup and testing and for this, that, and the other. And for Trevor in particular, his seizures are mostly triggered by food. And I thought I had his diet totally dialed in, but he still was allergic or sensitive to grains and nightshades. When I took those out of his diet, and we started doing brain exercises, neuroplasticity, brain-based exercises to strengthen certain parts of the brain, and diet, you know, like I said, cleaned that up a little more, and some gut healing supplements. He still had leaky gut, leaky brain, and that's when his seizures got a lot better. It was sometimes twice a week he was having them at the beginning, and after we started Dr. Gates' program, it went down to, like, he didn't have one for 9 months, and now he has one or two a year. And
isn't that fantastic? Without medication.
Yep.
That is amazing. When I read in your book about how you had added electrolyte powder to his drinks, and it was Trevor who discovered why that caused a seizure. You want to tell that story?
Yeah, so I actually had tried an electrolyte powder in my water bottle, and it was from a company that was reputable, and it was a sample that I had. So it was in my water bottle, and he snuck some of my water, and he didn't know it was in there, and he had a seizure right afterward. And through spelling to communicate, I asked him, what do you think triggered it? And he said, I think it was what was in your water bottle. And I looked at the ingredients, you know, that's in such tiny print. I didn't read it because I trusted the company. And there were two ingredients in there, sucralose, which is a sugar that's toxic to him, and citric acid, which can sometimes be derived from mold or corn, which he can't have either.
That. I mean, that's just amazing that we derive citric acid from mold or corn.
Mm-hmm.
That should be on the front page of the newspaper.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like lemon juice or something, but
it's not.
No. So, yeah, he sometimes knows what triggers them, and I don't even know why. So, like that one, that example.
And you neutralized that with some magical drops. You want to tell us about those?
Well, some of Trevor's seizures are triggered by mast cell activation, which Dr. Gates has these drops from a company he buys, Orthomolecular Products, it's called Copacalm. And he would have a seizure sometimes after riding his horse, which he loves riding his horses, because he's allergic to the dander and the hair and the dust. And so Dr. Gates had me give him these drops before he would ride the horse, and he hasn't had a seizure since. And that's his favorite thing to do, is be around his horses. And he even spelled to Dr. Gates one time when we were in the office, thank you for the drop so I can ride my horse and not have a seizure.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Are mm-hmm. these homeopathic drops?
No, it's a supplement, actually.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember exactly what's in it, but it's for preventing seizures, and it's also calming for the nervous system.
Well, let's talk about those horses.
Yes.
How did Trevor get involved with riding?
Well, a couple of years ago, well, actually 3 years ago, I heard about this organization in town called the Center for Adaptive Writing, and they cater to special needs populations, and they do lessons for people with special needs. And I just, he always liked horses when he was little. I've always loved horses, and he was done with school, so I was looking for some activities to get him involved in that he would enjoy. So he was on a waiting list for about a year before we finally got the call that there was a spot open for him. And it's a once-a-week lesson, and we did it the first year at a different place that was only an outdoor arena, so they could only do it during certain months of the year. And then they moved to a new facility last year where it's an enclosed and an outdoor facility so they can ride year-round. And he first started riding the horses when he was starting spelling to communicate. And so he did spell to me that he could talk to his horses telepathically, like in his mind. And then I didn't get any details at the beginning when he first started riding. He was just saying that he could talk to his horses. Then when we started back at the new facility, he gave very, very specific things that he and his horse at the time, Blackjack, was talking about. Very beautiful things that they would discuss, like about autism and why Trevor didn't speak, and that they could talk to each other. And then when I really knew it was real was when Trevor told me that Blackjack told him he was sad because Buck died, and Buck was another horse that Trevor had ridden
wow.
before. And no one told Trevor that Buck died, and I was so confused. I was like, how did he know that? And he said, Blackjack told me. And the other horses are sad, too. And Trevor gave a beautiful, like, I think Buck is still around at the arena, and horses live on forever and for eternity. They're connected. Just very profound spiritual awareness and connection to these horses, too. And then another horse died months later, and we had gone to visit Blackjack, and he just didn't come over by us. His back was turned toward us, and this other horse, Sully, his stall was right next to Blackjack, and Sully had passed away, and no one told Trevor that either. And
Uh-oh.
He said, Blackjack is mourning because Sully died. So again, another example of Trevor directly getting this information from the horse, because no one told him. There's no other way he could have known.
That's really amazing. So is this what they mean when they say he's a horse whisperer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I call him, the horse whisperer.
Go on.
He also rides another horse now named Dude, because Blackjack's older. He's 22 now, and he only rides with riders under 100 pounds at the moment. But this other horse named Dude is younger, and Trevor rides him now. And he talks to Dude, too, and tells me the conversations he and Dude have. Very beautiful.
Do you think it is beautiful? Is he able to do this with all horses or just special horses, do you think?
I think just whoever he connects to, because even when he's not riding them, we can just go there and talk to them. Or Trevor talks to them. He's like walking back and forth in front of the stall, and I'll ask him, you know, do you still talk to them when you're just here? And he said yes. And he gives me examples of the things they would talk about while we were just there saying hello. And it's just incredible. Like, there's this whole other conversation going on that we don't see.
And it's telepathic. His lips aren't moving. He's
Correct.
Not using his letter board.
No. No. And it was interesting. This isn't in the book, but recently Blackjack, this is how they found out that he couldn't ride other heavier riders, he was having some pain in his neck, and Trevor spelled that to me. Like, he could tell what was wrong with Blackjack. And I do energy healing, so I did some, I do call it reconnected healing, or it's like Reiki, and I just was running energy on Blackjack, and he started picking up right away. He was rolling in the dirt, kicking around, like he could tell he felt better. And Trevor even spelled to me, I said, what can we do to help Blackjack? And he said, keep doing energy healing on him. That's what's helping him.
Isn't that amazing?
So I do. Now I'm the horse healer.
And do you do Reiki with Trevor, too?
Oh, yeah. That's why I learned how to do it, is to help him 20 years ago, I want to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've been doing it for a long time. Him, my son, well, my whole family and friends. Is how, uh-huh. how, but it started with Trevor, like everything.
And he go on.
And he feels it. Like, he asks for it and tells me, you know, I felt tingling in my body. I felt calm. Like, now he can tell me what he feels. Before it was just, well, I hope he got something out of it.
Isn't that just amazing? So he knows when he needs it and for what? And can tell you.
Once a month now I do a healing on my friend. She does my hair and we do a trade. And I'll always ask him, do you want me to do some healing on you? And he'll say yes or no. Or sometimes I'll do it on my mom or my son and I'll always ask him if he wants some healing. It's usually yes.
Amazing.
Or if he has a seizure, I'll run energy on him after he has a seizure. So.
And can that neutralize it?
It helps. It helps, you get what you need, is what I would say.
Uh-huh.
The universe knows what you need. It's frequency-based. It's color, light, sound, information, frequencies, and the person gets what they need.
They take it out of the field.
Right. The universe, whatever you want to call it. God.
Yep. So, Laura, this is just a remarkable story, and it's time for us to take a break. And I want to, when we come back, sort of work our way through this list that you have as your subtitle, and perhaps we can talk next about Trevor and his music. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. You're listening to The Autism Detective. My guest today, Laura Lambert Hirsch, is the author of several books, including a new one about her son Trevor and how he has become an open speller. Stay tuned.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. This is Patricia Lemmer. I'm enjoying talking to Laura Lambert Hirsch about her son Trevor, now 26. And Trevor has gone through many stages. Well, he's lucky to have you as a mom, for sure. You've opened so many doors for him, from really typical, classic diet, alternative healing methods to some rather unusual things. And I'm just amazed that he's now practically seizure-free without medication, which is mm-hmm. just fabulous. Now, music has been an important part of Trevor's life. Talk to us about his music connection.
Yeah, so he started music, piano lessons, piano and singing lessons in 2021 with a local person my friend was taking lessons from and her granddaughter, and thought that Trevor would do well at it. So we went over to her house and thought, let's see if he even likes it or is interested in it at all. And he was tinkering around with the keys and sitting there. And so we did his first lesson, and he picked it up immediately. And he hardly speaks, but he can sing and he can play music. He was learning the notes, and his teacher, Callie, was teaching him just like she would any other of her students. She did not treat him any differently, and they just had this bond, this magical connection, that he followed her lead. She just hand over hand at first, and then we got our own piano after a while, and he was able to practice at home, the same Clavinova piano, which is computerized, and it has some songs pre-recorded on the piano with accompanying music, and it shows a follow the light. So a little red or green light lights up above the black and the white keys to show them where to go next. And you can slow it down so it waits for them. So it's a really good way for training how to get up to speed and do it on your own. It's like learning any new skill. It takes practice, practice, practice. So we did one lesson a week. And within a year, my goal for him was to be able to sing and play his favorite song, Puff the Magic Dragon. Because that's one of the songs that has the accompanying music pre-recorded on the piano. And he did it. He was able to do it. And we all were crying, like, the first time he did it. I have everything recorded, because I recorded it during the lessons.
Oh, wonderful.
And she did a recital for Christmas with all of her students at her house. And the first year, Trevor and I sang some songs together. He sang... gosh, if I can remember them all now. We sang some Christmas carols, and he sang Kermit the Frog song, The Rainbow Connection. He was able to learn it and sing it by himself. And I have a video of him.
You can understand the words. Non-speaking young man can sing so that it sounds exactly what you think it should sound like.
Yep. His pitch goes up and down. It's not just a monotone. You can understand his words. He's clear. And it was a miracle. It was the first miracle that I saw, and saw his possibility. And Dr. Gates even came to see him one time. He had been his patient for many, many years. And I told him that he was singing and playing the piano, and he wanted to see it in person. And he was just dumbfounded and just mouth open. Oh, my God. And I asked him, because I worked for him for 3 years also as an assistant, and I went to the office the next day and I said, so why is it that someone can sing and play music but can't speak? And he said, it's a different part of the brain. It's probably a less damaged part of the brain, so he's able to access language through, I forget which hemisphere of the brain, part of the brain, but he does the forward in our book and explains it really well.
Yeah,
he does. Where speech comes from, where singing comes from. And so he also did a recital in front of like 100 people, all the students and their families, and sang and played Puff the Magic Dragon. And Callie told his story beforehand, that he doesn't talk much and that he has autism, and this was his favorite song when he was a little boy that calmed him down, and he wanted to learn how to play and sing Puff the Magic Dragon. And they were all witnessing this miracle too. And people that didn't even know him were crying in the audience. A lot of the other students mentioned to Callie afterward how much that moved them, and how's Trevor doing. And everyone was so interested in him because it was such a miracle to witness.
It is.
Yes.
Now, you did some auditory integration training. prior yeah. to this, or?
Yeah, we had done it when Trevor was five. We did it a few times, and it really helped desensitize his hearing. He was, has always been hypersensitive to sound. And some, he spelled to me that he needed it again. And I, we did it again. It was after we started the music, actually.
But
sometimes he just, you know, he just needs a reboot of something, and he can kind of tell me now what he needs, which is awesome. But it desensitizes the, it's music therapy, actually, also. They were headphones, and it desensitizes the notes or the frequencies that they're hypersensitive to. So he doesn't have to cover his ears all the time and get startled by loud sounds. And it really helps calm his nervous system.
And this is a therapy I write about in my book, Outsmarting Autism, that has helped so many young people with autism. And it's, it really is calming, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I wrote a chapter in a book years and years ago when he did it the first time, that The Sound of Falling Snow by Annabelle Stelly. I did a chapter about
I know that book.
I'm sorry?
I know that book. I know Annabelle.
Oh, yep. I've met her myself.
Yep.
So
I should have her on my show.
Yeah. My friend Kimberly that does AIT here in Nevada is very good friends with her as well.
Yeah. So, but Trevor has had a reboot with AIT later, and he finds it helpful to do it again?
Yeah, we did it this past summer, actually, for 10 days. It's 10 days, twice a day, 30-minute sessions and 3 hours apart in between. And he was able to spell to me afterward what he felt, like that he felt that he wasn't as sensitive to sounds, that he felt more calm. He wasn't reacting as much because he
was very reactive
to noise. And he remembered doing it when he was 5 years old and how much it helped him.
Uh-huh. And so did he ask to go back to it?
Yes. And that's when I called Kimberly again and I said, Trevor wants to do AIT again. Are you still doing it?
So,
yeah. And actually, Kimberly called me recently. Someone in Scotland got my book, our book, More Than Meets the Eye, and is coming to the States and wants to do AIT with her when they're here.
We really have become a global community, haven't we? The autism community.
Yeah, I think that her son is a speller, and that's what they're coming here for, but they want to do AIT while they're here from reading mine and Trevor's book.
Well, so it's time for another break, and when we come back, let's go delve into this spelling, because this is such a miraculous new outcome for so many of our kids that have really changed their lives.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Autism Detective. My guest today, Laura Lambert-Hirsch, is talking about her son, Trevor, and the miracle upon miracle that we've seen with him. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death.
ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. We're talking today with Laura Lambert Hirsch about her son Trevor, who has had quite a remarkable recovery, and a lot of it has occurred in recent years now that he has become an open speller. Laura, talk to us about S2C, or spelling to communicate, and how this has changed life for you and Trevor.
Sure. So I first learned about spelling to communicate by watching a video interview between Jenny McCarthy and J.B. Hanley from Generation Rescue. And J.B. and his son Jamie Hanley did S2C to help Jamie get his voice back. And I just watched it and cried the entire time.
Right, we all did.
Just like Trevor. And I said, oh my gosh, if he can do this, we can do this. I was so inspired. And I just knew if Trevor could learn to sing and play the piano and just, you know, practice, I knew what it was going to take to get Trevor to be an open speller like Jamie. Like, JB did a wonderful job explaining the process that it takes sometimes hundreds of hours to just sit down and do it with your person and just do lessons and the gradual, you know, progression. And I just knew that he could do it. And I just jumped in full force, like I always do, and went and found a practitioner that could work with us distance, because I didn't have the resources to go travel and fly places
right
at the time. So I found a person in Southern California that did it remote with us once a week, taught me how to be his communication regulation partner, CRP they call us, the person that holds the letter board and does lessons. So we did it all over Zoom. And
amazing.
Yeah, so parents can do this themselves. They don't have to pay someone else to do it like we did. We did it 100% remote, except for actually for a few months. We did have a local practitioner, Meredith, that worked with him. So I knew it wasn't just me. It was, I could see someone else getting the same results that was trained. But she lived kind of far. But, you know, that was a good litmus test anyway. So it took not too long before Trevor was an open speller. I worked with him every day after I left Dr. Gates' office. I was able to become his host home provider so I could be here with him and get paid by the state to be his
right
provider. And that was the game changer, is I was able to do it with him every day, like an hour a day even. And he just blossomed. It was like meeting a new person for the first time in his life. And I was amazed, and I couldn't believe who this person was. I thought he was a different kid than he really is. He is so intelligent. He's funny. He's kind. He's just
insightful. Yep. Every parent I've interviewed has said that. I mean, from Judy Chinnett to Honey Rintella, and Brian Hooker, they've all, if our listeners haven't listened to those interviews, every one of them, make sure you have a box of Kleenex.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just remarkable that, you know, not on purpose, but we dumbed down these kids without having a clue that somebody was home and
yeah
that they were picking up so much and not being able to communicate with us what they knew.
Yeah, 100%. And honestly, Trevor's the one who came up with the title of the book. He said in a few lessons, two times actually, one of the questions was, name an altruistic thing you'd like to do in your life. And he spelled, I want to write a book with you. And
oh,
I was
goodness
blown away first. And
you
I
had no idea.
No, I didn't start it right away. So another question had to do with, name something you want to do with your life. And he spelled again, I want to write a book with you about my life to inspire others. So it was more
wow
specific.
And those are, when you say he's an open speller, Those are open questions, and that's what that means, that he can answer an open question rather than who discovered America.
Right, so that's a good distinction to make. So it's his words, not something that was in a lesson or prior knowledge. It's his own words. And the second piece is that question was, what would you want to call the book? And he spelled More Than Meets the Eye. And I just thought that was the perfect title, and it resonates with so many of our kids that they are more than meets the eye.
Sure does. And I have used that as a subtitle when I've given lectures about vision, because vision is more than meets the eye, too. It's so much more than eyesight. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm very good friends with developmental optometry, and I've had a lot of optometrists on my show, including Dr. Susan Daniel, who is an optometrist working with spellers because of the apraxia that they experience. The poor motor planning affects their eyes as well. You want to talk about that a little?
Yeah, I was actually in touch with her recently after watching the Spellers documentary spinoff. She was on there with some Spellers, and she works in Nevada, too. So I'm looking to get Trevor in to see her as well. So it's interesting. I didn't know that connection with you guys.
Terrific.
But, so Trevor is an open speller, and we don't even do lessons really anymore. I'm going to do a new lesson that I got about Duran Duran, that April Bowden, whose son Aiden, they were in the Spellers movie. She wrote this lesson specifically for Trevor, and we just have to do it. He loves Duran Duran, and I didn't know that. I love Duran Duran and have my whole life. He's been hearing it in the car his entire life, among other bands, but he spelled that Duran Duran was his favorite band and what he likes about their music, and he knew all the band members, all their names. And I couldn't believe it, but I figured, you know what, he's been listening his whole life to conversations around him and picking it up like a sponge, and just remembers everything from his life. And that's the most incredible part of all of this, is how much he retained and knew and knows. The prior knowledge stuff is amazing.
Judy Jennett said that, and Honey said that about Vince, that they were taking all this in and put it in their computer. They just had no way of getting it out.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And now this has cracked the code, is what I always like to say.
That's a good way of putting it. It sure has.
Getting what's in their brain out into the world. And it sounds so simple, but it's that because speech is such a fine motor skill, and that's where the impairment is. It's apraxia. It's the inability to get what's in the brain into the mouth. So this is taking it into a large motor movement, using the arm to poke letters on a board and spell things out letter by letter. And that cracked the code. It seems so basic, but it's genius. Thanks to Elizabeth Lossler, who figured this out.
Yep. Well, you want to give your question? How would people get in touch with you?
I have a website that's for all my books, including this one, just www.laurahirschauthor.com. And the books, all of my books are on Amazon and Kindle
and
as well.
H-I-R-S-C-H.
Yeah, laurahirschauthor.com.
Okay. Laura, we're going to take our last break, and when we come back, I want to hear about becoming a divine messenger, what that means.
Okay.
You're listening to The Autism Detective. We'll be right back.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. When we took our break, Laura was telling me about Honey and Vince. Why don't you say that again, what you just told me about that?
Yeah, so Honey and Vince Rinicella were very huge inspirations, I would say, for us. And I named Vince my Vince-piration. Because everything he would post about what he was doing was incredible and showed me what was possible, and we're still good friends.
It's just great. All right, what is a divine messenger, and how did Trevor become one?
Yeah, so this is a long chapter. The third chapter of the book has all this in there. After Trevor started learning to do spelling to communicate, he would spell things that I call the divine messenger. We would go to these healing modalities, the energy enhancement system, the EE system, which is really huge, and another called the tachyon chamber, which is another. You get into a deep meditative state. And I would always ask him, what did you experience in there? And he would tell me physically, like when we go to the EE system, I felt healing in my brain and body. I felt calm. I saw this. I saw like colors and lights. And then he would start talking about his angels. I saw my angels. Who did you see? And he would always tell me the names of people that passed away that were my relatives and people that I knew, like my brother Ricky, my dad, his other grandpa, and Darren. Darren was my first husband who passed, who Trevor never met. He died before he was born. So he'd always tell me their names. And then I started asking.
He talked to them.
Yeah, he would talk to them when he was in these healing modalities, and he would go into another state of consciousness, basically, and telepathically talk to them, see them, because he's clairvoyant also, and he would started telling me some of the things they would talk about, and it was always messages of love and healing, and then it became really interesting with Darren, because I said, what did you and Darren talk about, and I said, how long has Darren been one of your angels? And he said, since before I was born. And I said, what does that mean? Were you in a past life together? And he said, we had many past lives together. And I said,
Darren, for people who might be a little confused, Darren is your first husband from whom you were widowed when he was killed in a car accident when you were only mid-20s, right?
Yeah, I was 27. And so, yeah, Trevor had never met him, obviously, in life. And he said, he spelled that Darren is my number one protector. So
wow.
This just opens a whole other conversation.
Whoa.
About, like, do we plan this life and who's in it? Like, did Trevor and Darren in the spirit world, because Trevor wasn't born yet and Darren had passed already, are they part of the same soul family that said, you're going to be this to me in this life. I'm going to help protect you because you're going to have a hard life. I mean, all these questions come up when you spell this for me. because I've written other books that are channeled, so this isn't new. I used to go to see mediums when Darren died to connect with him, and then when my dad passed and my brother, and have written a whole channeled book about autism called The Other Side of Autism with friends of mine who are mediums and spirit artists, a couple. So this wasn't a new subject matter to me, and it was really fascinating to me. Moving forward, during the writing of the book, my sister passed away unexpectedly.
And oh, my goodness. Forever, you've had so much grief.
I know.
Ah.
And so my sister died in November, last November, and that the day she passed, she was in Illinois, and her son, Nick, let us know that they had to take her off all the machines, and we had all these robins show up in the backyard, and we're from Wisconsin where we had lots of robins, but here in Nevada, we don't have too many robins, but there were like 30 robins in our backyard and in the bird bath, like we were taking pictures of them. It was so unique. There were like 6 in the bird bath at one time, and so I had to tell Trevor that Auntie Kim had passed, and they were close when she was alive. She lived with us for 2 years, and she even did ABA with Trevor and loved him dearly, and so I said, Auntie Kim is now with the angels. Can you talk to her? And he said, yes. And she said that she's, you know, she's safe and happy or something like that. And he said, and she sent the robins to Mom. My mom lives with us. And Trevor spelled that Auntie Kim sent the robins to my mom.
Wow.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't, for sure.
And I was actually on the phone with Darren's mom, looking outside and seeing all these robins, and she says, maybe that's a sign. And then when Trevor spelled that, she was like, oh my gosh, you got to tell Nick that. And yeah, so that was one story. And then my brother-in-law passed away as well, like this past Easter. And Trevor hadn't seen Timmy, is his name, for about 10 years. And his dad, Matt, texted me to tell me that Timmy had passed. So Trevor didn't know this either. So we get home, and I told him, asked him, because I kind of wanted to see if he knew already. And I said, do you know if someone in our family has passed away recently? And he spelled, yes, Uncle Timmy. And I said, can you see him and talk to him? And he said, yes. And I said, what does he have to say? And he spelled, tell my mom I'm sorry. His mom found him. And
oh, no.
Then he's been in contact with him also, and he's telling him how much he loves him, how proud he is of him, even though he was spooking him and he could see him. And then, you know, when they figure out, oh, I probably shouldn't show up in the living room. It's not a very safe place to show up. I'd freak out too. But, no, he has these, relationships with his angels, and he's got this group of angels that are helping him, that he can see and talk to, and I'm sure all of our kids do, but the rest of us, you know, can't see what's going on behind the scenes, but they're protected, they're guided, they're guarded, and which is very, very comforting.
So what's in the future for Trevor? What do you think we're going to see next?
Well, I can see us probably doing another book at some point, to be honest, because so much more has happened since I had to cut it off at some point, you know, just to get it out there. And but he's been doing a lot of open spelling. He really wants to be an advocate for other spellers. We were invited to be guests on the spellers panel in San Diego at Tracy Slepcevic's conference next April with Dawn Marie. It's in San Diego in April. Anyway, so we'll hopefully get to do that. And
Tracy's been on my show too.
Yep, I know. She's a doll. She endorsed our book and just really believes in Trevor's message. And, you know, as far as the divine messenger part, that's also with the horse whisperer. Like, he's just very connected to different realms of consciousness, I guess, and aware of, and has been his entire life, I'm sure. He said Darren's name when he was like 2 years old, like laughing and looking up at the ceiling. And I'm like, what are you laughing at? This was after he had lost his life. And, you know, he's pointing and looking and like, can't you see this? Don't you see what's up there? And I said, what's so funny? And he said, Darren. And so he said his name, and he had never met him.
when
amazing.
He was 2 years old.
So he's Laura, this been... has just been amazing. I can't thank you enough for sharing your experiences, for being so generous, and thank Trevor for me, too, for all that he's done and what he's giving to the autism community, and he's going to be one hell of an advocate because he knows, he really knows what people need, and he's got so many ways of giving it to them. So I wish you both tremendous luck, and I hope sometime I will, you and I will get to meet.
Yes, thank you so much. That would be wonderful. I really enjoyed our time together today, and I will give Trevor your message.
I will. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.